This is Arnie.
No, I'm going to start it with a memorial real quick. R.I.P. Oh, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget?
Bob Saget just died.
What?
No.
Bob Saget just died. Like, I got on Instagram as I was driving over here, and the first thing I saw was just R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Wow, I'm looking at it. Yeah, comedian and Full House star Bob Saget has died at the age of 65 after police in Orlando found him unresponsive in his hotel room on Sunday.
What the fuck? 39 minutes ago. This is breaking news.
Breaking news, people. You'll hear this in three weeks when nobody yeah, gives a fuck.
Like, oh yeah, we knew that. Also, Betty White just died. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
It's like, wow. Again?
That's crazy. So just,
yeah.
I'm releasing this podcast right now. This is live.
Way to ruin that. That fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I wasn't a huge... I mean, I watched Full House growing up, but not... I was a little bit...
Literally anything else that Bob Saget has ever done.
Dude,
he was the voice fucking... of I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I Met Your Mother.
He was older Ted, which makes no fucking sense.
Oh, that's right.
Because Ted's already an adult.
Oh my God, that's crazy, dude. 65, that's fucking young.
That is real young compared to Betty White's 99.
Yeah. Cool.
Betty White was still filming Golden Girls when she was 65. You fucking noob.
Here's my thing about Betty White.
Oh,
okay, here we go. He's about ready to ruin our listenership.
Maybe. Who gives a shit, right?
Hold on.
Who gives a shit?
That's blasphemous.
Why?
Because Betty White's a golden girl.
Who gives a shit? Nobody cares about the golden girls. No one's cared about it. The only thing that's the truth.
Talk about Ron Crowd.
Nobody gives a goddamn shit.
Talk about Ron
Crowd.
Luke has a full set of golden girls pajamas, bro.
Yeah, because it's a meme. That's the only people care. Nobody watched the Golden Girls.
No, Luke has been this way since before Golden Girls was a meme. Yeah. I'm talking years ago. Luke was Golden Girls this, Golden Girls that.
Yeah. Golden Girls is shit. I grew up with Golden Girls because of my mother, and it's a good show. Like, I think objectively, it's a good fucking sitcom about some ladies. You know, some catty ladies.
And that's the thing. I'm like, I get it. Like, for the last, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, everyone's like, oh, my God, Betty White. Is she going to die? Like, she's living through all this shit. Like, one thing's for certain, death taxes and Betty White, like, all this stuff. So I get that. And it's like, oh, my God, now it's, like, dead to a meme. And, like, literally, like, the day before, like, the year 2022 and all this stuff. And she's 99, didn't quite make it to 100. I get that. But it's like, let's calm the fuck down on the whole Golden Girls situation. That's all I got to say. No one gives a shit. Okay, maybe 5% of the fucking people who care about Betty White care about the fucking Golden Girls. That's all I'm going to say.
It's so funny because Trey Marie had like just now started. Trey's, again, he kind of grew up with it as well, you know, in the house. But like...
Yeah, everyone's mom watched Golden Girls. Doesn't mean that it's like this great thing that I have to care about.
Right. But they just finally started watching. Marie has never seen it. So they started it probably, I think, like last week or right after she died. And they're like... fucking infatuated with it, so they're gonna be pissed when they hear this. Which
and that's the thing. It's like, maybe I mean, I love Seinfeld, so maybe I need to give like these mid 80s.
Yeah, you want to talk about bad television, and you love Seinfeld.
Yeah, but it's great comedy. It's a good show. It's not centered. I don't know. It's not centered around four already in that point menopausal women. Like, I don't know. You know, let's pump the brakes.
Women? Do you hate old
Seinfeld?
Women?
Is worse than Golden Girls. I'm saying it.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. I will take a poll. Like, nobody gives a shit. And all you 20-something little kids don't give a fuck about Golden Girls more because it's just a meme.
Seinfeld is like, we've talked about this before, but I think it is like the number one rated sitcom. So
I actually, according to Reddit.com,
which has e-girls and TikTokers.
No, it has millions of people who subscribe to it every frick or whatever people do to Reddit, subscribe, they have an account. I don't know. But the top 10 TV shows, they all voted. And there was like over like 70,000 like votes and like 1800 TV shows. You want to know the top 5 TV shows they voted? Mm-hmm. Like The Wire, Lost, Breaking Bad was number one. Some like weird, like NBC sitcom, like sci-fi show.
What was it called?
And, like, I have no idea. Oh, but I'm like, not even like Seinfeld, The Office, Parks and Rec didn't even crack the top 10. So it's like,
it's because those shows they were listing were actual like TV dramas that were like meant to be taken seriously. Where Seinfeld, The Office, those are like, those are essentially buddy comedy movies. Would you put Step Brothers in the running for the best movie of all time?
Well, no, I'm just saying TV shows of all time. Like, let me see if I can pull it up.
I put Avatar: The Last Airbender.
That was number nine. I hope this is the same. Game of Thrones was number two. Breaking Bad, number one. This isn't the same
Scrubs?
List. This isn't the same list.
Scrub on this list.
This is just up. Some guy.
Scrubs, number one. But, out of your fucking mind.
Scrubs is great.
Dude, King of the Hill, man. Where was King of the Hill? Is it not like number seven, number eight?
I'll tell you what.
700.
Sell you some propane and propane accessories.
This isn't the list either. But yeah, they're like, there was like The Wire. They had like The Shield. Up there, really high. Yeah. Community was up there. The West Wing was one of them. Avatar: The Last Airbender was one of them. Like, not even like Friends or Seinfeld.
But I don't rank this list because it put The Sopranos underneath.
Yeah, where's Seinfeld? Sopranos in this bitch?
It was a podcast I was listening to. I don't know. This is current, but whatever.
Seven years ago, Jesus Christ.
The other podcast I had, like, they had like 1,800 TV shows voted for.
Okay. So the Golden Girls, it's not the greatest show, right? It's
this is it right here.
Okay, so
this is it. So top 10, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Number 9, Avatar: The Last Airbender. Number 8, Mr. Robot.
Never seen it.
Number 7, Better Call Saul. Number 6, Community. Number 5, Succession. Number 4, The Wire. Number 3, Game of Thrones. Number 2, The Expanse. That was the sci-fi NBC. Number 1, Breaking Bad. The Sopranos was 16. Seinfeld, 23. Just naming some bigger ones.
See, like that's not a bad list, because I do agree Breaking Bad is maybe one of the best.
You think The Expanse? Have you ever even heard of
it? I've never heard of
The
Expanse.
I don't think
this is a bad list, but I wasn't. Is that?
It's an Amazon original sci-fi Star Trek.
Yeah, did I think they got everything right? No. I think Breaking Bad is the best TV show of all time.
100%. I agree.
I think Breaking Bad's amazing.
You know what they have at number 25?
The Mandalorian.
Gotta watch it, Luke. Actually, Andy, I'm going to say something right now that's going to piss you off.
Okay, here we go. Let's set this up. What's up?
So I went up to Reno for New Year's, right?
Okay, pause. We've already argued the whole Mandalorian Peaky Blinders situation.
Yes. This has nothing to do with that. And I went up to Reno for New Year's. You know, Luke and I went out and had fun. We've seen a bunch of friends. We stayed out late drinking. The things you do as young adults on New Year's. And Sunday came, mm-hmm. you know, and we're tired. Mm-hmm. Saturday. Saturday came because that was New Year's Day.
Yes.
And we were tired. We were hungover. We didn't want to do anything. So we're like, okay, let's watch movies or let's watch a TV show. And we could have watched anything.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely anything. Mm-hmm. We could have started watching The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
But guess what we did not watch?
The Mandalorian.
Yes. Instead, we binge watched almost the entirety of Squid Game.
Well, okay. Which is fine. Which is great. I love Squid Game. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I think it's a show everyone should see. They're coming out with season 2. I really am looking forward to that.
I thought it was still in talks. I didn't think it got approved.
No, it got approved. They're talking about season 3 now. So I'm definitely excited. And I support that. I support watching good shows.
But would you have rather him watch The Mandalorian first?
He knows what he has to do. Right? He knows what he has to do. And when he has to do it by. He knows. So we've talked about it. And I told him I'm not going to bring it up. He knows what he's going to do. And he knows when he's going to do it by. And that's fine. If that doesn't happen by that point, we're gonna have some problems. All right, it's not like he's going on rewatching Golden Girls or like Roseanne or some stupid shit like that.
Cheers.
I get that. So I support the Squid Game watch. I'm a little upset, but yeah, I get it. He knows what he has to do, and that's fine.
Okay. I honestly expected that to piss you off more. That we spent an entire day.
I mean, it does piss me off. Don't get me wrong. I'm fuming, but like he knows what he's gonna do, and that's fine. When I got the text message back saying, or you guys sent me a snap saying he's going to watch Book of Boba Fett before he watches Mandalorian. Then I was ready to get in my car, hop down there, drive up, beat the fuck out of you guys. But then you didn't do it, so it's fine.
Right. We let you down easy.
Yeah, that being said, Atlanta on this list is 75, so that's pretty cool.
Damn, 75. I don't
know what Atlanta is.
You need to watch it. You'd love it. Donald Glover's show. Season 3 coming out soon. Season 3.
March.
Is it funny or is it like serious?
It's serious.
It's both. Yeah, there's definitely some moments, but
yeah,
it's wild.
I do have to admit, I've spent the majority of today binge watching Marvel movies. So.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. I've watched Civil War
again.
I watched Endgame, or Infinity War. Sorry, Infinity War. Then I hopped back all the way back in time to 2008 with the first MCU movie and watched Iron Man.
Why are you watching them all weird ordered? You're just like,
I've already seen Endgame, already seen Infinity, already seen.
Have you seen all of them?
No. Wow. I have no drive to watch all of them. I've seen like the first Thor. I've seen the Ragnarok one. I've seen almost all the Avengers. Oh, I watched Age of Ultron today too. That's what I also did.
I didn't want to hijack the podcast and go down this TV show movie thing, but the whole Golden Girls thing got me fired up.
That's fine. So RIP Betty White. We made many toasts to her New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
There was a
girl. Hold on the Betty White thing. We were at two chicks when we found out. It was like, again, one of those, it was like Bob Saget, like just now. Like Alex was on Instagram or whatever it was, and we were drinking mimosas. We're at the bar, and that's when he was like, holy shit, dude, like Betty White just died. So we talked about that for quite some time, and then finally, like, okay, we got to leave. And so I get the check, pay it, and I have the receipt, and I start writing down, like, Betty White just passed or Betty White has passed away or something. And apparently the bartender, like, looked at me and saw me writing it down or writing something down. And I guess she kind of scoffed, like, oh, my God, and, like, another fucking dude writing down his number. I'm like, no, bitch, it's way worse, okay?
Yeah, I'm about to ruin your fucking day.
Okay? Did you put that on the receipt?
Yep.
Yeah.
He wrote down the tip, and then in the corner just wrote...
The tip is just Betty White died.
Betty White is passed. We were also at a party that night at this super bougie, posh apartment downtown Reno. And we're sitting there drinking and talking. And all, you know, where they're like, oh, let's do a toast. What should we toast to? Blah, blah, blah. So everyone has their drinks up, and no one's saying anything. Everyone's kind of just like looking at each other like, who's going to do a good toast, whatever. And I just hollered. I was just like, this one's for Betty White. And the girl who proposed the toast looked so disgusted at what I said. Like, I just said death to her or some shit like that. She was so mad. But everyone was just like, fuck yeah, Betty White. Like, hell yeah, RIP. So it was super funny.
Also, that night, the theme song for that whole weekend was, unironically, it was We Are Young by Fun, that like 2012 hit. I don't know why Alex started playing it, but my God, did it fit that weekend. Like,
dude,
it's just a good song. Like, I'm not going to fucking lie. But yeah, we were bumping that hard. We were singing it top of our lungs.
Yeah, we were hammering that song. And making sure everybody heard us listening to that song. There was a point when we had just left that first party, and now we got to go out to our buddy Nick's house. Shout out to Nick and Molly. Got to go out to their house for their New Year's Eve party. And we're cruising down like one of the main drags in Reno, and we're playing a Suicide Boys song called Two. And Those I Love, Thank You for Sticking Around. And like the first verse in it is just maybe one of the best verses in hip hop. I'm going to say it. It's top. I'm gonna give it a good rating of top 50 verses. I'm not gonna put it in a specific place, but it's one of the top 50 verses in any rap song. And we have windows down, even though it's 20 degrees and it's 10 p.m. and we're screaming at song because it's like very lyrical. So it's like very he draws out his words very well.
He's screaming it kind of in the song.
Essentially singing it, but just screaming it. And we're cruising and don't know how we got pulled over because we're going down the street that's like a 15-mile-an-hour zone because it's downtown Reno. And we're going like 40. And we're hammering it, dude. And we get up to a stop sign.
Yeah.
get up to a stop sign, and there's these people just sitting there on the side, just kind of having a drink next to this bar. And they hear the song and start pointing to me, and then they start singing the song along with us. So I was just like, no! Dude, it was so good.
At one point, I don't know if it was that night, Alex, or the night prior. So it would have been Friday night when you came, or Thursday night when you came into town. But somehow we ended up at the UNR, the University in Reno. And Alex is, and I think we were listening to Fun. We Are Young. And we're fucking singing. And Alex is going like 45 through the goddamn, the parking lots up there, just hauling ass. And thank God we didn't get pulled over. But
no, that was that night, because we had Blake with us and we were singing The Mountain and Fall From Grace. We had just left Austin's house. And yeah, Blake's like, I was like, I need gas. And I went the most fucked off way I could have possibly gone, just straight through the heart of the campus.
Yeah.
It was so good. Oh, God. My brother has one of those, because I borrowed his Yukon to go up there because it was better on fuel. And he has one of those like State Farm snapshot things that like got watch your driving, like accelerating, hard braking, hard turns. And dude, I am definitely going to get a call when his premiums go through the fucking roof just because of this last weekend.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. Now, Andy, for New Year's, did you go to bed at 7:30? Are you at that stage?
No, we actually watched The Witcher. Well, I didn't go to. I went to bed before midnight, but it was like 11:45, and it was hard to stay up that late.
Yeah,
we were watching The Witcher for 3 or 4 hours, and I'm like, let's just pretend it's 12 right now, and we went to sleep.
How season one or season two?
Season two.
How do you like it?
Loved it.
It's so good, right?
Yeah. And that's another one of those shows I would have been not upset if you guys binge-watched that with Luke, because he hasn't seen any of The Witcher.
Well, you see, he's like very resentful right now toward The Witcher, the Tick, Tick, Boom, Rent. He's very resentful toward a lot of shows right now.
Why?
Just because people keep telling him to watch them.
Yeah, all Christmas those weekend. Guys. No, all Christmas weekend. It was just purely my brothers. Trey was nonstop talking about the fucking Witcher. Like, it did come up at every night at some point, and he's telling somebody. And then Noah, Noah's just been ranting and raving about Tick, Tick, Boom and Rent, these musicals. How do you feel about musicals, Andy? Do you like?
I generally don't like them. That's why I don't really like a lot of Disney movies, because of the fucking songs. And like, I want to watch a fucking animated movie with no fucking like musical scores half the time.
Yeah.
So generally I don't like them. That being said, I really enjoy a couple musicals. So, cause Becky's like,
which ones?
Musical queen. I like, The Greatest Showman, and then La La Land was good.
La La Land.
Yeah.
I actually was cruising Netflix the other day and Tick, Tick, Boom came up, and I was just like, should I?
I'll definitely watch it. I've heard.
I'm sure it's good. Yeah,
I'm sure it is good as well, because Andrew Garfield's a pretty decent actor. But I don't know. It was like 7:30 at night, and I was just like, I don't know if I feel like watching a musical right now. But I added it to my watch later list. So
I think I should watch Rent. Should I watch Rent before or after? Probably before.
Yeah. So Noah, again, this is all I fucking talked about. So it's Rent first, and then La La Land, or La La Land, then Tick, Tick, Boom.
Because the guy who wrote it's basically about the guy who wrote it.
Yeah. Yep.
And his upbringing. Yeah. Okay. So yes. You're probably gonna watch the thing he wrote.
Yeah, because he's dead now. I think he died fairly young.
Oh really?
Yeah. He was like 35 or some shit like that.
What?
I don't even know his name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name now, but I think because it has to do with AIDS the AIDS epidemic in the '80s.
Jonathan Larson.
That might be what he died from.
He was 36.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking young.
I'm 33 in 2 Oof. Months. So that's terrifying. Don't oof when I say I'm 33, by the way. That hurts, you know.
I don't know. You hear that. That's a desk door, son. You're just knocking at it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Home early Monday. The day of Rent's first off Broadway preview performance.
Yep.
Aortic
Marfan syndrome. Multisystemic genetic disorder that affects the connective tissue.
How dare
those
you
those with assume? The condition tend to be tall, thin, with long arms, legs, fingers, and toes.
Whoa.
Good thing I'm not thin, am I right?
That's the main reason why I'm not thin. Yeah, it's just all the diseases you get from being thin, you know?
So they
fat
say.
People never die from like cancer. Yeah, you know? They never it's always skinny people, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a funny question going around on TikTok right now, and I'm curious to know your guys' take on it. It's you don't really have – do you have like a family pet? I know you do, Luke. Do you have a family pet?
My family pet has passed away the last few years, but we have – I mean, we have a couple dogs right now.
Right, so say someone comes up to you right now, knocks on this door, says, Alex, I'll give you $1 million for that pet. You don't know if they're like going to go give it a great life. You don't know if they're going to go outside, shoot it in the fucking head. They're like, we'll give you $1 million for that animal right there. Do you do it?
I'm going to okay. So I'm going to take this off of my old pet.
Yeah, I prefer like a family pet that you care about, right?
I mean, I care about the dogs I have now, but not as much as I cared about this one dog right now. So no, $1 million is not.
What about $1 billion? $1 billion.
$1 billion?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Dude, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. Like, I do a lot of things for $1 billion.
I have my cat and Becky. I forgot her name for a second. Whatever that bitch's name
Your
is.
Your wife.
Yeah, she's got a cat too. And I was like, would you do it for $1 million? She said no. And she said $1 billion. And I said, she said no. I was like, what about our new child? She said yes. I said, well, that's fucked up.
You can have another kid, but a good cat only comes along once in a lifetime.
A three-legged cat that's cost me way too much money. I'm not giving $1 billion for my kid. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you do it?
Luke, your answer?
I think at this point, because Beckham is he's at
don't
the end.
Say it. Don't say
Whoa.
It.
Beckham is at the end of his life. That for $1 billion, and again, knock on fucking wood, he lasts for another 5 years. But the odds are he's got hopefully a couple more good years in him. So at this point, if someone came up to me like tomorrow and was like, hey, $1 billion, I take Beckham. I put him out of his misery, or I take care of him, whatever the case is. I might be tempted to do it because I've gotten Beckham for most of his life, you know. And
what if they give you $1 billion and they just shoot him in the head?
Right in front of you, like he's in your arms and you're like, okay, let's do this. They give you the billion, you're handing Beckham over and they just fucking
they
his
let
throat.
Him drop to the ground and then slit his throat.
Oh my god. I would probably say no to that. I would say no to that.
Oh, I was like, oh my god, my fucking
their
savage.
Hands are below Beckham, and as soon as you let go, they just
They're
move
like,
their hands out of the way
and punt him.
$1 billion right in your hands. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
Beckham's just in the corner.
All right, easy.
Yeah, I wanted to make you think about that one, you piece of shit.
I don't know if I talked about it on here, but I did have a dream recently about Beckham dying, and it was like in a very graphic, just terrible. He's like wheezing. He can't breathe. I can feel his like ribs like coming out of his body. Like he's having,
God.
Yeah. And I'm just holding him.
What are you? I Am Legend?
Yes. It was like that scene. And it just goes on for like way too long. And all I could do is just hold him. Tell him I love him, and then he just fucking died in my arms, and I was like, "Oh!" And then I just went on to the next part of the dream or whatever. But so essentially, I'm saying is, I've accepted the fact he's done. You know,
What this new bed you got has done to you.
Yeah, let's talk about this new bed.
Oh yeah, I was gonna bring that up. Yeah,
let's talk about it.
So your boy finally got a new bed.
Little preface for
people who don't know.
Yeah, people who don't know. I'm going to lay the story here, Luke, because I was your roommate for 4 years. I've been friends with you for almost a decade now. Luke is a fucking child and lived on a twin size mattress that his father and both of his uncles, and I'm sure a couple other family members, I'm sure, have all slept on.
The frame, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll say that.
Not the
bed frame. The bed frame itself has broken 4 to 5 times, has just fallen apart, almost disintegrated in front of Luke's very eyes. entertaining any company, the bed has always been the point of conversation because people are like, you're a fucking adult and you're sleeping like this. And for a long time, Luke had pretty much a dish towel for a blanket. And I have walked into Luke's room in the morning and seen Luke just passed out before I wake him up or whatever in the fetal position on this twin size bed with this essentially 12 inch by 12 inch blanket that he used to have. Okay. And it was the saddest thing. And now I'm finally glad to say Luke has finally grown up.
All right. Yeah. So let's talk about this new bed.
Okay. So, yeah. So for the last 5 years, ever since I moved to Reno, Noah got the bed that I was in, like, in high school, and that was a queen size. So my younger brother got that. I took the twin size bed, and I'm okay with it. All right. And I've been okay with it because it's like, it opens up so much space in the room. And so, like, I would look at Alex's room and his bed takes up the entire fucking room. So I was like, fuck that. I'm going to stick with my twin size, even though it's definitely not the most comfy, definitely gives me back problems. The mattress is fucking years old. It hasn't been flipped over since I've had it, like, awful mattress, but I was okay with it. And the women were okay with it. I mean, they probably weren't okay with it, but they just dealt with it. Right? And it did its job, is what I'll say. Yeah, there was a few blowouts, right? Where the frame would fall, right? It would cave in and the whole bed would go sideways. And there was one night we were throwing a party. I think we've talked about it on here. I think it was for Alex's going away. And for some reason, everybody ended up in my room. And so there was like six or seven people sitting on my bed and it just one too many people and the whole fucking thing went through. And I was talking to a girl that night and I was like, well, yep. I'm definitely not getting with her after this incident. But finally for Christmas, my mother of all people's like, hey, we need to get you a bed. And I'm like, you're right. Yeah, you're right. She's like, I want to buy you a bed. And I was kind of hesitant about it at first. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, it's definitely time. And I was like, but, you know, we'll go halvesies on it. Like, I don't want you to pay for a fucking $700 mattress or $800 mattress, however much it was. So we went halvesies on it. I got a Nectar, which is like an online. It's like purple or like a Casper bed kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went Nectar because they had a great deal right around the holidays. And so it's a full. Okay, so it's not quite a queen. I went one step up. It's a full, but my God, is there so much more room? And like, definitely two people can be on and sleep just fine. Maybe not people like Andy who are fucking these behemoths.
But a fat joke?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? That
was you're a large blow. Human being. Bro. You're a large human being. You're tall. And yeah, so I finally got all the pieces and I put it together last night. And it's just on like this metal. This metal frame at the bottom and then the mattress and the protector and all that kind of shit. But it's memory foam. And so that's going to have like some getting used to, you know, where you kind of like sink into the bed over time. So that's going to take a while to kind of figure out. But last night it's up against the wall right now. And I don't know what happened, but the whole bed just started sagging like towards the wall. And so like this morning when I woke up, I'm like in a fucking crevice between the wall and the mattress. So I'm going to have to figure all this out. It's not ideal at the moment, but I do have a new bed. It only took.
Yeah. What kind of sleepers are you guys? Are you guys stiff mattress or a soft mattress?
I've been stiff for the last 5 years. No pun intended. but I paid the money, so I guess I'm gonna be a soft guy now.
Soft mattress. I want to be a soft mattress guy, but I'm so like big that I need a little stiffness in my life to not just have it be a taco bed, or else I would just sink into a mattress and it'd be the comfiest fucking thing ever. Mm-hmm. But then I would eventually just sleeping on it every night. It would just form to my fat ass, so it'd just be a taco. If I slept alone, which it would be great, it'd be comfortable. But Becky would like sleep on it and she'd basically just roll into the center like a taco. So I need a little stiffness in my life. And I think getting like the mix or the hybrid or whatever is really a really good option.
What do you have right now? Bed wise or mattress wise?
Oh, we bought a really badass one from IKEA.
Okay.
Because you only buying one fucking mattress in the last, how long have you been in Reno? 5, 7 years?
5 years. Yeah.
Going on six.
Five. I've been with Becky for almost 5 years. And since I've been with Becky, I've bought, this is my fifth mattress. Bro. My fifth. I for the longest time I had the same bed frame because I've had a king bed since I fucking turned 18 and grew up. So I've had a good bed frame, you know, for a while. I bought a few different bed frames, but last year when we got a bunch of money from our taxes, we're like, fuck it. Like, we've bought a bunch of different mattresses because Becky's like, I need, my back hurts and my hip hurts. Mm. I'm pregnant. I'm just, you know, whatever. So I've just bought her different bed mattresses forever. Like every 2 years I bought her a new one. And so finally I'm like, fuck it. We're buying a really nice mattress with a really nice, huge frame with the storage underneath with a really nice headboard. We're just going to ball out on it. So that's what we did last year, and I'm probably going to do it again. I'm probably going to buy really another bed probably next year.
What? Is it just not?
Why don't you get like a Sleep Number?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to buy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be like the dual. You can both do whatever you want on your sides because she likes hers really soft because her hip, and I I need a little stiffness in mine. You can adjust it. You can do the cooling. You can do the whole fucking whatever. So like if I'm snoring to try, I do, you could like raise it and lower it and do all sorts of shit. It's going to be like $12,000.
Oh my God.
I've already priced it out with like the actual like movable, like, frame and like all like the adjusting stuff. I'll pull it up while you talk about your bed, Alex, but yeah, it's going to cost around $12,000. And that's going to be a thing we're going to do.
I could buy 12 of those trucks I pulled up in for that one bed. I've had the same bed for the last 5 years. It's a queen bed. It's a pillow top. I don't know. My parents bought it for me as a graduation present, as like a, you know, you're moving out.
Wow.
Your I'll get you a, you know, say again.
Said your parents care about you. They gave me a fucking hand-me-down from like 30 years prior.
Yeah. So my parents care. They actually bought me like a whole bedroom set. I think it was like $2,000. Mm-hmm. Like dresser, nightstand, the bed, you know, everything for, you know, me moving out. So I still have that same bed and I definitely do need to just update the mattress. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I've been single for the majority of these last 5 years. I'd say five times 12, 40 months. So out of the last 39 months, I've been single. So it's like, you know.
You had a good couple runs.
Yeah, you're right. But I've always, like, my bed is always, for whatever reason, I've always stayed at the girls' house. The girls never really stayed at my place.
Amen, brother.
And that's the way it should be. I need to leave whenever I want to be alone. I don't give a fuck about her.
No, it's because you fucking have had roommates and it's like, let's go back to this fucking big sausage fest bachelor pad. Mm. And that's nobody wants to come back to that, right?
Right.
And I don't want them to come back to that. You want them to come to your house because you are the man and you have a good place. You don't want to be like at the mercy of them. You want to be the one in control. At least I do.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like every time I've been dating a girl or whatnot, I'm just like, well, we're staying at your place because when I don't want to be with you anymore or like see you or hang out, it's like I want to be able to leave.
Okay.
For the majority, that's been it. But also other times, like recently with my previous girlfriend, my baby mother, it was just weird to have her come stay at my parents' house.
You know?
So it was just easy to stay at her pad, you know, whatnot. Because she might listen to this. I don't want to get any shit real quick. So I've always slept in the middle of my mattress, always. And I have that issue now where it's like
taco bed.
It's the taco bed because I'm fucking 300 pounds. Right. So it's just like my bed's just like.
Do you rotate your beds?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you sleep in the middle, if you rotate it, doesn't really matter. But yeah. No.
there'll be nights where I'm like sleeping. And I can't fall asleep. I can't get comfortable. My bed's super uncomfortable. And I'll just say, fuck it. And I'll go sleep at the foot of the bed, essentially. I'll just move myself. Yeah. I'll flip myself.
You have done that.
I've been doing this thing
because the last 9 months, Becky's been sleeping on the couch because just different pains and different stuff with the bed. It's really been, and even post baby, it's become just like an issue with like the baby being like up every hour. She just chooses to sleep, you know, on the couch or whatever. So I've been just on my own for the last 10 months. So I just, every night I sleep at a different angle or a different spot on the bed just to kind of like make sure I don't form that taco bed.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I sleep sideways or I sleep, you know, like at an angle or I roll over on this side here. So it's real funny.
How often should you replace your bed? Is there like a toothbrush?
They say,
like
I think it's 10 months? Years, right? For
10 years?
I think that's what it's like an average.
Yeah, they're long lasting for sure. That's what's so crazy about Andy buying five in 5 years. Like,
well, it's only because this will be a good talk into like a segue of mine. But I had a bed when me and Becky dated and she did too. And then, when her and Eric broke up, Eric took the mattress and she was sleeping on like the couch or like some piece of shit, like twin. I was like, if I'm going to be staying over, I'm not sleeping on the fucking twin. I'm like, so I didn't buy it straight up, but I helped buy her a king size bed and a mat and a frame for it and everything. So we bought like one of those Amazon bucks, you know, still like a memory foam, really nice. It's like $300. Mm. That works for a while. And then I had my bed, which was a taco bed. And then when she'd come over to my house, she's like, I can't sleep with you because you have a taco bed. So I bought basically the same thing we bought for her, for me. So that's two mattresses now. And then eventually after we got together and we moved in together, we got rid of one. And she's like, I don't really love our mattress. Let's buy another mattress now that we've lived together. Mm-hmm. So I sold my mattress, bought a third one, a more expensive one. And then that was too soft or too hard. So then we bought a fourth one to correct the either being too soft or too hard. And then the most recent one is this one from IKEA. So that's five. And so it's just,
I guess, yeah, we just value different things.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. That being said, another thing that you should, the average, what does it say?
How six often?
To 6 to 8 years.
Okay.
Right. Is for what they say for how long you should have a mattress. How long should you own a house, right, before selling?
I think it's
before selling.
It's 5 years.
Five? You think it's 5 years?
5 years.
That being said, I'm looking to buy another house.
Oh my God.
Sell me this one at cheap.
The thing is, and we'll jump down this rabbit hole, I'm sure, but long story short, we hate where we live. We don't hate the house. We hate where we live, and I think it's going to be difficult mentally for Rebecca come 6, 8, 9 months from now. The reasons for that is because she's going to have a six-month-old baby plus banning, and we're stuck out here.
It's harder to get somewhere where there's other
places. Like, okay, let's go to the park. We're going to go to the park. Okay, the closest park to us is the marina. And it's just a playground. It's not really a park, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to get in the car. You got to drive 20 minutes to the marina, which is fine. Okay, well, let's just get out of the house. Let's go on a walk. You go on a walk. It's windy as a motherfucker where I live. It's right off the base of the mountain. Just wind all the time. And right now in wintertime, sometimes you have like a good 45-degree day. But that wind chill right off the mountain is fucking freezing. So you can't take an infant baby and maybe 6 months from now, a six-month-old baby and a five-year-old on a walk on just like these back ass roads where I live. So we're looking to move in back into town.
Good luck.
And so
actually there's a very nice house just down the road from where you used to live. And they only want $289 for it.
And I was in that house the other day looking at it.
Really?
It was like 2805 Desert Plains or whatever.
Well, I mean, don't dox yourself if you're going to move there.
I'm not, because it's pending.
Is it pending now?
Yeah. We were in there the other day looking at it. And, we went and looked at a couple houses the other day, and I'm looking at two more tomorrow. So we're in the market
for a new house. Shit.
I mean, and that'll be three houses in 2.5 years.
My fucking God.
But it's also like we looked at this one the other day, and I had never fallen in love with a house more. I know it's not great for viewers.
I can't, dude. I could never afford that house.
You could. If I can do it, anyone can do it. That's the thing.
I don't know how much you think I make.
I don't know how much you think I make, but that's what we're doing. And we're going to look at two tomorrow.
Holy shit.
And yeah, I buy a lot of houses and I buy a lot of mattresses. Sue me.
Apparently, dude. I don't know how. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're trading in our cars too and getting new. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, holy fuck.
Well, it's all that fucking gambling that you do, Andy, you son of a bitch. You sent that in. That was just off, what, sports booking, essentially?
Yes. Yeah. I hit two bets today, totaling about $1,400.
Off of $50, all in all?
Yeah, yeah. Put in. I was telling Alex before we got on here, it was because I picked one of the biggest upsets of the year, and it paid like seven times more than it would have. So like I bet like a 14 parlay for those of you who like know sports betting at all. I bet a 14 parlay, with like a 7-point underdog, or like a 15-point underdog, which gives you like 750 odds. And it just paid seven times more than it normally would. So a $200 ticket turned into a $1,200 ticket. Right. And, I hit that along with another little $280 one or whatever. And yeah, it was a very stressful, but very successful, afternoon.
I need to get into betting.
You don't need to get into
betting. You don't.
We don't talk about the times I lose.
I need to get into gambling.
Now, it's definitely, and it's the last week of the like football season before the playoffs and stuff start. So I was like, might as well just fucking.
I dropped $50 and went fucking $1,400.
Yeah.
Went to Reno, spent $200, and I wound up $200. I lost $200.
Oh, no. The bed,
full circle.
Yeah, the bed, $6,000. The frame's $4,200. Grand total's like $11,000. That's what we get.
That's a lot.
But we would do the payments. We would finance it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
$310 a month.
Oh my god, dude! I could.
It's like a car payment.
Yeah, for a bed.
For a bed, yeah.
For a bed. Think about it,
you sleep like a quarter of your life.
Here we go.
And maybe that's the issue, Andy.
Right? How long do I use a bed in my life?
I think it's probably a third of your fucking
8 life. 8 years of your life.
Oh, my God.
No, that's a mattress.
Okay, that's not right.
How long do you spend in your bed? About 26 years of your life.
Yeah. Sleeping.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
But if you get an uncomfortable mattress, you cut that down to 20.
And you get just fall out. Get the fucking Bentley of beds. You're done. You're done.
Andy, like I said, I bought that truck that I drove up in for $1,000. The other truck that is my daily, I spent $3,000-$4,000 more than what you're going to spend on a bed. And my payment's just about the same.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You just pay the monthly. You get fucking daily sleep quality reports. You get fucking the fucking auto cooling. It's the smart bed. You get the fucking smart base that fucking does the legs and the fucking. You can sleep like this if you wanted to. You know what I mean? Like you just get the top notch.
For those who are just listening and didn't see what Andy just did, he did the meanest Dracula impression you've ever seen.
Smart 3D fabric, absorb excess heat,
and a cop.
Sleep IQ score. Bruh, just fucking spend up, Andy, spend up.
I get it. And if I had the money, like, and just getting this bed, finally, after 5 years of being on a twin size fucking old ass mattress, like, I do understand it is worth the investment, right? But I'll be damned anytime soon if I'm spending fucking, like.
Yeah, you're 22 years old. You can still pull all-nighters. You can still sleep on a fucking piece of plywood board, wake up the next day and go work 8 hours. I am too fat, too old, too halfway done with my fucking life to be sleeping on bullshit.
Whoa. Bro, I could have Jeff Bezos money, and I would still be upset about spending that on the mattress.
No.
But you'll go 100%. And buy a piece of shit fucking crush that has a Dixie horn. Like, that's where the value is in that fucking car.
Yeah, so for anybody who wants to know what quality vehicle ship is, just let me know on my Instagram, and I'll send you a picture, crush. And you can buy 12 of those for one Sleep Number mattress.
Yeah. Yes. And it's going to run for probably one more year until it takes a shit, Because hey, you bro. Bought it, what, 4 or 5 months ago, and it's just now barely running. So,
okay, whoa. No. I bought it not running. I got it running. I got it driving. I went to go check the brakes, and it almost had no brakes. So I just had to get the parts. The parts have been on back order for the last 2-3 months. That's the reason for it. So don't disrespect Crush. She runs just fine. She has trouble starting, needs some starting fluid, some ether every morning. But she goes.
You start her with a screwdriver, by the way.
I do start it. I don't have a single. Actually, that's another thing. I don't have a single key for that truck. I don't have the ignition key. I don't have the door key. And I don't have the key to the gas cap. It does not lock.
Yeah.
I had to use a screwdriver to start it. And I got to use a screwdriver to get to the gas.
The license plate is being held on by zip ties.
It is indeed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is no one's going to steal it. So you don't need necessarily a fucking lock on.
No, it doesn't. No. And it has a strong motor. The 22R motor is one of the greatest Toyota motors. I can fuel inject it, make it a 22RE, turbo it, slam it to the ground, and then just be whipping shitties. Seeing some titties. That's all I need.
Whipping, yeah. So if Alex does all that, should Alex not feel obligated to put Garcia on the back fucking window, Andy?
Should I not put the Mexican flag across the whole back window?
Exactly.
It wouldn't go with the color scheme, but I get your point.
And constantly blare mariachi music.
Mm-hmm. You'd fit right in.
And change the horn from the – I'm going to repaint it. It's going to get – I don't know. I'm debating. It's either going to get repainted orange or it's going to get repainted maroon. If it stays orange, it's keeping the Dixie horn. And if it gets painted maroon, it's going to get changed to the horn where it's like –
Yeah.
But that's in the future, guys. Stay tuned for Alex's garage where it takes 6 to 9 months to get anything done.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say is like – this is a fun fact about the Garcia clan. This is like the bane of your guys' existence is just having a shit ton of vehicles all the time. Like how many, we did it one time, I think on this podcast, where it's like you take in everybody into account, your sister, your brother, your parents, you guys have like 15 vehicles.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. And 8 of them are probably not running.
No, that's not true. Four right now. Four not running.
Mm.
Five? Four.
Well, and Crush is barely running. So I don't know.
Yeah, four and a half. We'll go with that. But I mean there's no such thing as having too many vehicles.
Fair enough.
Having too many things to drive just in case one thing breaks down or one thing doesn't work correctly. I will say though, we were going through my dad's shop today and we have like 6 sets of tires. Like for all different vehicles. And then not to mention like the side by side tires that we have. Yeah, we have like 6 sets. And then we got 2 broken down square bodies in the shop. My dad's 56 in the back, the 94 in the back. We got like 4 or 5 engine blocks sitting in my dad's shop waiting to be rebuilt. You know, I got to pull the engine on my square body and rebuild that. But there's four different axles sitting in front of it for 2 different vehicles.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like I'm
2 transmissions sitting underneath my square body.
Yeah. I am envious of it because I barely have a vehicle that's running, you know, on its fucking last leg. So it would be nice to have a vehicle or two to swap it out with. But when Alex, you know, when he calls me and he's on his way home from work and he shows up and he's like, whose fucking vehicle is this? Like, there's just always a new vehicle sitting in the fucking, in the parking
lot. There has been a couple of times I pull up and I'm just like, who the fuck is that? But dad's like, oh yeah, we just bought it. It's like, oh. And then my dad pulls up and he's just like, whose piece of shit is this orange thing? And I'm just like, it's mine.
I bought it.
How much did you buy this for? I told him $500. Oh, fuck, boys. I got to get out of here. I got to make sure that thing's going to start up and drive, so.
I got to go jump him, so.
Knock on wood. I sure fucking hope not. I just put a brand new battery in that bitch.
Well, all right. Well,
till next time, gentlemen.
R.I.P. Bob Saget.
R.I.P. Bob Saget. R.I.P. Betty White. Bye.